Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
So on the line now is child and adolescent psychotherapist Colman Nochter is back with us to talk a bit about Christmas time and how we can have a calm Christmas with kids, because there is a lot going on. Colman, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming back on. So, Colman, as if Santa wasn't exciting enough, we fire so much other stuff at children, don't we, around Christmas? I mean, is it any wonder that they do get overwhelmed?
Yeah, no. I mean, if you're thinking about it, ingredients for an anti-calm day, it's kind of got it all in there. Like, it's, first of all, and it's a lot of it we don't even realize. It's an early start for most people. You know, eager to get up in the morning. Then you throw tons of sugar, high levels of stimulation, intense emotions. It's no wonder that, you know, meltdowns will happen, because that's part and parcel of it. But children struggle to regulate their emotions at the best of times. And it's not, you know, again, sometimes I think we feel they might have more control over it than they do. You know, they haven't the capacity to manage emotions. So they get overexcited, but they'll also get over-distressed about things. And I think it's part of the day. I think you have to build in that tiredness will strike at some point, frustrations will build, and almost, you know, expecting it to happen is probably preparation.
I'm glad enough, you said that, because I think we all, as parents, we need to be aware of this, because we expect them actually to have better behaviour because it's Christmas. Your grannies are here. You know, you've gotten so much and more than normal, you know, behave. So I think we all need to be aware that, you know, these meltdowns are probably inevitable. What about Christmas being longer and longer and longer and longer every year? I mean, it just seems to be going on forever. Would that be a factor in how it affects kids?
Yeah, I think we underestimate the buildup of the stress of the buildup. You know, there's nothing provokes anxiety in anyone than the question, are you all set? You know, oh my God, am I all set? You know, but for children, there's a cumulative buildup as well. Like, if you think about it, you know, the excitement about Santa's impending arrival, that's stress. You know, there's a bit of stress in that. But there's also the school play performances, the school fairs. It's a busy time in their world as they prepare for it. And while those things are enjoyable, sure they are, the preparation and the actual anticipation of them is stressful. And so, yeah, I mean, again, I think the longer you build that out and stretch it out, it can be intense for children. And I can see it in my own kids here, like in the even times, they're flagging a bit. They kind of need the break that's coming up. I can, you know, it's on the horizon.
But it's the end of year for them as well. You know, it's been a long year, and the same, they've had busy year with school and creche and all that kind of stuff. So I think we're all just, you know, this is not a time to make decisions, I always find, this time of year. You know, any big life decisions, this is not the time to do it, because everyone's so exhausted. There's been huge debate I've been reading in the paper and online about using, you know, Santa's arrival as a mechanism or as a way to hopefully warrant good behaviour in children. What are your thoughts on that? Like, we know he comes to every household, most households he does, we know he comes, but using him as a tool for good behaviour, for parents, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I wrote my column in the Irish Examiner about this week. I mean, again, I think, you know, as parents, probably it's not number one on your list of interventions, but I think everyone's kind of stressed at the moment. And as parents, you know, we do what we can to manage situations.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the idea of, you know, ideally you want any sort of sanction on misbehavior to be a learning moment. And, you know, there's a kind of the gentle parenting movement is very strong. But I mean, I think sometimes the pressure to be a kind of a robotic Mary Poppins all the time is not realistic. And it actually puts more pressure on people. So, you know, if you need a help to manage the case that you're in the queue at Aldi and your two siblings have each other in a headlock, you do what you need to do to manage that situation. And I don't see any difficulty with that. I think there's other parenting strategies that are probably
might be better.
Successful.
Yeah, I'm always threatening to call Santa. My kids know I don't have his number. I just don't have it in my phone. I don't have that number, and they kind of call me out on it. Gentle parenting. Just you mentioned that. Just in a nutshell, can you define what that is exactly?
Oh, it's that idea that, you know, you always need to kind of be speaking in a soft voice, getting down to their level. You know, teaching them that, you know, what they've just done has consequences and offering them other suggestions. I think that's great. And I think, but I think parents have a repertoire of responses. You know, sometimes we will do that when, but depending on the time, like if, and it's down to your stress levels as well. Ideally, you want to respond instead of react. And you react is where you kind of react in the emotional state that you're in. So that's frustration or annoyance, but you want to respond, which is a bit more thoughtful and measured and all that sort of stuff. I think there's room for both. Sometimes we react and then we can return to that incident and respond later and say, look, that wasn't my finest parenting moment. I apologize. I lost the rag there a little bit. But what I meant to say was, you know, and I think children learn that, like, how is a child to learn how to regulate emotion if they never see us struggle to do it? Yes. Do you know what I mean? They almost, you have to give a template of saying, you know, sometimes your behavior makes me upset or makes me frustrated or makes me annoyed. But I'm a grown up and I can manage that. I may not manage it in the moment, but I will manage it over time. And I think that's, you know, if you're always in a soft voice and you're always speaking calmly, then I don't know whether there's too much learning in that either.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Absolutely. Another thing at Christmas is, oh, the visitors. Let's talk about it. You know, the cousins, the kids, they rarely see, and the neighbours are coming over, and all the aunts and the uncles that they don't want to see. Oh, they're all coming at the same time. How can we help kids cope with all of that?
Yeah, it's a, if you're one of those families that, you know, has a schedule of having to visit places or go somewhere else, you know, it can be hard for children to kind of, they get their Santa presents, they're all excited, and then they have to leave them, or they can only take one with them.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're going to be bit from that, but also, you know, in the middle of playing with their exciting new Lego toy or whatever, they have to go over and, you know, talk to granny for a while and all that sort of stuff. So the demands can be high, you know, from that point of view. But, I mean, again, the inevitability of that, I think it's about building in breaks and downtime in the day that they almost get an opportunity to decompress a little bit. And I think, you know, getting out in front of it on the day is probably better. You know, it's oftentimes, you know, we build and build and build and build and then snap. You know, oftentimes if we can build in gaps, you may just manage the potential of that meltdown happening. But again, the number one intervention is try to understand it from the child's point of view. Do you know what I mean? Just because, you know, you enjoy having everyone over and it's all very busy, that may not be
what
right up their street. And, and especially for teenagers, and I think it's hard, Christmas is hard for teenagers, allow them to, you know, go upstairs and decompress for a little bit on their own, or, you know, give them those breaks because, you know, they need that. You know, that's their time to kind of replenish their resources to cope and to manage. And it can be a bit all too much for them too. But yeah, it's getting out ahead of it and building in those breaks and pacing the day if you can.
We can, of course we can. Of course, and brace for ourselves. Yeah, we all need that little bit of downtime. Shouldn't be full throttle for, you know, 24, 48 hours.
And again, I often think, you know, the more perfect you want your Christmas to be, the less perfect it's likely to become. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like you have to build in that some of these things are going to be a little bit frustrating. I always say, you know, I never remember the Christmases that went perfectly, but I can remember the ones that went a bit wrong. Do you know what I mean? From that point of view.
Yeah, I'll never forget this Christmas already because the tree that I have is on an angle and I just can't be arsed to fix it because I'm just, that's part of me letting go of the perfect Christmas. Like, I'm not going to fix it. That's just the way it's going to sit for the next 2 weeks. I'm
well,
a bit more relaxed.
We're missing half the baubles on our tree
because the dog
is taking a liking to them. Yeah. So,
okay. Yeah, exactly. And you're so right. And it's not what Christmas is about. I think it's a really, really good reminder for us as parents, or if we are around children this Christmas, to be a little understanding that it's the end of year for all of us, a very busy year. There's a lot going on and we all need to give each other space. Coman, thank you so much for joining me again. There we go. That is child and adolescent psychotherapist Coman Nochter. Just breathe, lads. We will get through it.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.